Representative John Dingell has served in Congress since Dwight Eisenhower was president. He's the longest-serving member of Congress. He's the dean, and this year he's running for his 30th term. But John Dingell is also facing his first challenge from another Democrat since 2002. That challenger is PhD student and University of Michigan PhD candidate Dan Marson, and he's working to get on the ballot for the August 7th primary in the 12th district in Michigan. Dan joins us from Ann Arbor to discuss his bid. Dan, hello.
Hi, pleasure to be on.
Good to have you. You have no background in politics, and once on the ballot, you're going to face the dean of the House, the longest-serving member of Congress. In fact, the longest-serving member in the history of Congress. How are you going to do this?
Well, that's a good question. Thanks for asking it. And again, thanks for having me on. Well, this election for me is not about experience. It's not about having 29 terms of incumbency. This election for me is about ideas. And John Dingell has failed to deliver on environmental action. He's failed to deliver on same-sex marriage. And he's failed to deliver on sound economics. We have a tax code that nobody can understand, not even PhD students in economics. And my generation sees problems with the way that we take care of the environment, the way that we're handling climate change. And John Dingell has been an obstruction in acting on any of these issues.
Well, we invited John Dingell onto the show, we should say. He hasn't accepted our invitation so far. But Dan, you said on your website, you've named your website No 30th Term. What is it about incumbency in this case that you object to? And I ask it in this spirit. People in your district probably understand that John Dingell may have been in Congress for, quote, too long, but people who've been there a long time know how to get things done. They know how to bring things home for the district. And freshmen, which is what you'll be if you win, don't bring home a lot of goodies.
Well, I disagree with that, because if you look at the amount of federal spending by district for all the congressmen, John Dingell doesn't even bring in enough federal spending to rank above the median. So half of the members of Congress are getting more federal spending in their district than the dean of the House is. So I disagree with the power aspect of that.
What about the concessions he's managed to get for the U.S. auto industry? Certainly lots of auto workers, parts workers in your part of the world.
Well, that's one of the problems that I have with him, is that he has been so strong in fighting against environmental action because he's been so narrowly interested in the interests of just a few people in the district that, you know, everybody breathes, everybody drinks water. And John Dingell is concerned that if there's just a slightly stronger environmental protection, that auto workers would lose their jobs. And I don't believe in this false trade-off between jobs and economic or environmental protection.
Dan, how have you been doing in getting grassroots support? It occurs to me it's probably a mistake to compare you directly to the Tea Party, because you're not that, except it is a grassroots movement that is anti-incumbency. People responding? Are you raising any money, small donors in your district?
Yeah, people who support same-sex marriage equality, who are against Representative Dingell for voting for the Defense of Marriage Act, support me. I'm out every weekend campaigning, and people come and support me, and they say, yeah, that guy's been in Congress too long. I am getting small donations. Again, you can make those at my website, no30thterm.com. We have a lot of support on Facebook and Twitter. Those are all linked to from my website. And yeah, it's pretty successful so far.
Dan Marson is a PhD student at the University of Michigan and is challenging 29-term Congressman John Dingell for his seat from the 12th Congressional District in Michigan. Dan, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Let me repeat that we did invite Congressman Dingell to take part this morning, but we haven't yet heard back from him.